October is National Women's Small Business Month. Mix FM and Indiana State University Scott College of Business are celebrating all month with Women Mean Business.
Well, we have Buffy Boulay and Andrea Angel here with us today, and they are from the new Scott College of Business Mentoring Program. Ladies, thanks so much for joining me today.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us.
We are so excited about focusing on women and leadership roles of power here in the Wabash Valley locally, and we're really proud of our ladies here in the Wabash Valley. You guys are a big part of that legacy. How does that make you feel?
It's an honor, quite frankly. Living here in the Terre Haute community and running our foundation for Indiana State University is an honor and privilege that I have every day. And I just want to live up to the other women that have gone before me that are great role models and leaders in this community and state.
Do they have big shoes to fill?
We always do. You know, I love that Indiana State University has its first female president in Dr. Deborah Curtis. She's a dynamic leader and one that is constantly spreading the good news of Indiana State across the state and the region and the country. So following her is amazing. I also like to point out at Indiana State, the majority of our president's cabinet is female. So she does a good job of putting dynamic women in leadership positions.
I love that. I love that you brought that up.
That's
kind of making history, isn't it?
Really,
if you think about it.
It is.
Very cool. So, Miss Buffy, it's my understanding that the mentoring program, I don't know if you want me to mention this or not, but it was named after you and Larry, is that right?
That's true. Yes.
Now, Larry must be...
my husband.
That's what
yes.
I thought.
And the ISU alum who kind of got me involved in Indiana State some time ago when he was president of the foundation board. And so I've been involved ever since.
I'm going to ask you a little bit about you, and then I'm going to ask you a little bit about the program. Who is Buffy?
She grew up in Crawfordsville, Indiana, and she couldn't say her real name, which is Elizabeth. So she became Buffy ever thereafter.
Well, what do you do for fun?
To your question earlier about Indiana State has brought a great deal of fun and energy to Larry's my life. We're involved with the leadership here and the students. And you talk about women leaders. There's a whole campus full of women who are going to be amazing leaders in this country and in the world. So do that. Otherwise, I ride horses and do some other stuff around Indianapolis in that area because where we live.
I love that you love horses.
And I saw that.
You import and show horses from Europe?
Yes.
That's cool.
Thank you. Yeah, that could a little higher risk than I'm used to. Too, in my professional career at IBM for a long time. But yeah, that was how I've kind of spent my retirement, working with horses, showing horses, and importing some and selling them in the U.S. market.
Very cool. I love horses. I know this isn't a horse podcast. I just want to put that out there. I grew up with horses.
It could be one.
Let's go. No, but I grew up
with horses.
I'll
leave. I know nothing about horses. No.
It's something we can kind of connect on. Very cool. So now we know a little bit about who Buffy is. Mm-hmm. What brought you to Indiana State University to begin with?
When my husband was chairman of the ISU Foundation Board some years ago, I didn't go to ISU. I didn't know much about ISU. I grew up in Indiana. I went to DePauw, and ISU, frankly, was a bit of an afterthought until I came with Larry and to some of these dinners that he kept dragging me to. And I was unbelievably impressed with what ISU does and what it has done and what it continues to do in terms of changing people's lives, giving people opportunities that they didn't think they could ever have. And I met students, I met alumni who were fabulously successful, accomplished, kind, humble, and authentic human beings. And Larry and I went back to the hotel and I said, I had no idea what Indiana State was doing for people. And it's incredible, the kinds of folks that they're developing. And I said, but nobody seems to talk about it. Nobody seems to have great pride. You don't see banners everywhere and bragging. Why aren't they doing that?
They should be.
Well, that's what I thought. So I started kind of saying this very thing to people and have been ever since. And that's kind of how we've gotten to where we are. And now we have a leadership team who embrace it. And I'm thrilled.
That is amazing. And I can't thank you, both of you, enough for being part of this legacy of getting behind these women. And it's there. It's in them. Mm-hmm. You know, they have it. Yep. But kind of morphing it, mentoring it, molding it, and being
exactly.
That support network that they need to just flourish.
Yes.
You guys are awesome for doing that. Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Mentoring these students, what attributes is it about you that you kind of feel like you bring to the table to help with that?
You know, I don't know that it's attributes that I bring per se, but it is experience that both my husband and I had in our careers to be mentored by people. And it was sort of random. I mean, we would just find people that would help us here and there. ISU and the Scott College's business have been doing mentoring, and certainly the honor students get that, but we wanted to make sure that every business student got mentoring that could really help, as you said, develop, open up, and bring out their potential and help them find their way. So it was more inspiration brought about, frankly, by Andrea and by the development team, who helped us kind of look at all the opportunities to help these fabulous students at Indiana State, and we zeroed in on that because mentoring was an important component of both of our lives.
Explain to us how this program works, a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, we've spent about a year looking around the university to see what mentoring opportunities exist to make sure we don't duplicate or we coordinate in a proper way, so there's not redundancy of effort. And the really four components that we've developed for this program. One is mentoring, and for underclassmen, it's student-to-student, peer-to-peer. And then for juniors and seniors, it's professional mentors, connecting students with people in the business world to help them guide along the way. A second component is there's a business living and learning community where freshmen, about 20 of them, live together, same floor in the dorm. They go through the same entry-level basic business classes together. So they share and bounce off each other. They get opportunities to get involved in business as freshmen. There's a Women in Business student organization that got started, and it took off. There are about 85 women in that group. They meet regularly. It's a student group. Speakers come in and executives with experienced women and talk to them about all sorts of issues that women deal with, face, and accomplish in business. And the last part is there's an annual diversity in business symposium that brings together professionals and students and talks about the importance and the value of diversity in preparing leaders for the future, because the world is getting more diverse at all times.
That's very true. So it depends on where you are in your journey.
Exactly. Exactly.
Andrea, do you have anything that you want to add about the mentoring program and kind of what it entails, what it's all about?
Yeah. First, I'd really like to thank Larry and Buffy for their investment to begin this mentoring program. Without them stepping forward and making the gift to begin the program, it wouldn't be here today. So I want to say that. One thing I really appreciate about the mentoring program is it meets students where they are. So when you're a freshman and you're 18 years old, it's a little early to be talking to a mid-level professional about your career. Instead of putting those students with someone that may intimidate them or make them uncomfortable, we put them with juniors and seniors so they can be mentored about the process they're going through now, and even what classes to take and what faculty members and how they may teach their classes and how to study, just to make them comfortable in their coursework. And then when they advance along into that junior and senior year, they have the opportunity to meet with mid-level professionals or students that have been out a year or two that can tell them, hey, I made this mistake in my first interview. Help me. I'll help you so you don't do the same thing. So I love that, because sometimes you hear about programs that bring in these CEOs or top execs, and that's not really relatable to maybe an 18-year-old. So this program puts students where they're at, makes them feel comfortable. So when they are a senior or heading off to the MBA or grad school, then they make those connections and can have more of a background to have an intelligent and meaningful conversation.
That's awesome. I do have a question I just thought of. Let's say there is an undergrad maybe getting their core out of the way at a two-year school, and then they plan on transferring. Let's say Ivy Tech, for example.
Yes.
They're wanting to transfer.
Yeah.
Do you guys offer to also mentor those students that aren't at ISU, but they plan to maybe go to ISU?
Yes. So we have a dedicated staff member in charge of the Boulay mentoring program. And her job in the beginning of the semester is to advertise it to all our students, incoming freshmen, transfers, or students that are just moving along in their coursework. So there's a big push at the beginning of each semester to make it very aware in the college of what's available to the students and get everyone involved, regardless if they started as a freshman or if they're coming in as a sophomore or junior.
I love that, and I love that we're getting this out there because I feel like there's such a need for this, not only with students that are currently at ISU to kind of along their journey wherever they're at, in their journey, they may need something different, which is why you have all the different avenues of the program, but also students that are remotely interested in and going to ISU mm-hmm. that might be a transfer student that's currently going somewhere else but wants to be a transfer student or brand new, hasn't even decided where to go to college right, yet. Right. So I love that we're getting this out there.
Yes.
So I think this is really important that you guys are here.
Yeah, and I think it really differentiates the Scott College of Business between any other business school in the region. Very rarely would you find a program like this that you can actually take part in as a freshman. A lot of these opportunities are saved for when you're an upperclassman, but how we began this program and how we've set it up, it takes part as soon as you get to Indiana State and declare that you want to be a major in business.
It really seems like it's tailored and customized for each student. Would you say that's fair to say?
Yes, and I think one thing, if you've ever done mentoring or been in a mentoring program, the relationship that the chemistry that works between the person who's the mentor and the person who's being mentored is really key. And so part of our focus on how to get this thing started is to monitor it, to make sure, and our director of the program is handpicking every relationship, making sure it works effectively, and then to correct it if it doesn't. And so to make sure that the time is well invested, both parties, that they're clicking.
Andrea, I'm going to ask you some of the same things
okay.
I asked Buffy. Who is Andrea? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Andrea is a native from Indiana. I grew up near Muncie, Indiana, actually a very small town called Daleville. But then I went away. I moved to Arkansas when I was 18. I played college golf, so I wanted to be in warmer weather. And I made my life and home in Little Rock. Honestly, I never thought I'd get back to Indiana. But about 4 years ago, I received a call from a headhunter about an opportunity at Indiana State. And he was a good guy. He'd done his research and knew that I was from Indiana and that I may be interested in coming back this way. And so I came up, I interviewed, I really had a great time. And so I took the position and moved my family back here. My husband had never lived outside of Arkansas, so it was a little bit of a change. But you can pick him out. He's got the biggest southern draw in the region. So we're here and we enjoy, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and I enjoy being with her and watching her do gymnastics and volleyball. And then when I have any free time, it's usually on the golf course.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's so cool. You're a golfer.
Yes.
I am horrible at putt-putt. So you're my new role model.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, it suits me. People that know me know I'm extremely competitive in a good way. So it's kind of that outlet for my competitiveness.
And she underestimates or she understates her capabilities. She's a very
is she
good
really good
golfer, and every shot has a purpose.
Nice.
In my case, it's like, oh, just let me hit this one.
I hit the grass.
Very competitive and super good golfer.
I'll remember that. And the next time we have like a fundraising golf
outing, yeah, I get a lot of those
St.
calls
Jude or something like that.
A lot of those calls.
I'm
yes.
calling this
yes.
girl.
There fine you go. Woman golfer.
Especially if it pays more to the charity, depending on how good you are. You're my first call.
Okay. Sign me up.
So you have a daughter,
I do.
Your daughter, let's say she's listening.
Okay.
And other young women.
Yes.
Maybe it's young women just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's women as young as your daughter, mm-hmm. a child. Maybe it's a woman who is at a point in her life where she's got a career, but she's just not quite. She's thinking about a career change.
Yes.
What advice would you give to the young ladies, the women, the girls that are listening today?
And to tie this back to mentoring, the best advice I ever received from a strong female mentor of mine, who was the dean of a college of business in Arkansas, was to never sell yourself short when you're thinking about making a change. What I mean by that is sometimes women will look at a new opportunity and read the job description and see that they're qualified for maybe 80% of it. So they say, I'm not going to apply. I don't fit 20% of those qualifications, where men would look at that and go, oh, I got this. You know, I hit most of these. I'm a shoo-in for the position. So making sure women, when they write that resume, when they write that cover letter, or when they go to that interview, they're confident in their abilities, even if they may not have everything that employer is looking for, you can tell them how quick you can learn, how eager you're able to learn, and how that you'll just make it work and just show someone and give examples of how you've done that that in previous positions. I think that's gotten me really, really far in my career, and I want to pass that along to others, that never be afraid to move up, move on, and find something else that suits you or your passion.
I love that.
That is the best advice.
That is.
Particularly for women, because I think we all suffer from a little bit of the perfection, a little bit of the, oh, I can't. And if you just follow your heart and what you believe, at least it's what you can make yourself, you can tell yourself enough times and mm-hmm. go out and do that. I think you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there some kind of rule of thumb? You tell yourself something enough times.
Enough time, you believe it. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One last thing that I can think of, if you guys can't think of anything else. The ladies listening, the women listening, maybe they need to find you guys.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know how to reach out,
yes.
but they're interested
yes.
in the program.
Yes.
How do they find you?
If anyone is interested in becoming a mentor and helping the women of the Scott College of Business, we would love to hear from them. You can go to the website, indstate.edu/SCOB, which is Scott College of Business. And on that page, it will link you directly to our director, and she will take your information and get you connected with the Boulay Mentoring Program.
I can also assume that's where you go if you need mentoring.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And if students are listening, go down the bottom floor of the College of Business. We are dedicating a room for the Boulay Mentoring Center next month. And so that will be sure. dedicated in there for students to find the program very easily. So Indiana State University is embarking on their only second ever comprehensive campaign for the university. This one is the Be So Bold campaign. We are setting out to raise $100 million to support students and programs and faculty and athletics. Buffy and her husband Larry not only started this mentoring program, but they're co-chairs of the Be So Bold campaign. They really just do it all. And they've just been incredible leading, along with Paul and Susan Cheney, who are also alums, this campaign. And if anyone is interested in finding out more about that, this is an easy website, besoboldisu.com. You can visit that, find out more.
It's a joy working with the university here, with the leadership again and the students, because what brought me here in the first place is just the value of the institution. And it's been so much fun in these early couple years leading up to the launch of the campaign to watch people who have been longtime medium-level supporters really find what they're passionate about and really invest in it, their time and their treasure. And it's just been a joy to watch people. And it's just getting rolling. I think we'll see more people because this is a great place to support. It just fills your heart when you do that, and there's so many ways to help out that really means something. It matters.
So with the mentoring program, we talked about how people can get involved, how they can reach out if they're interested in becoming a mentor, or if they're interested in being mentored. They can see the director. Is that right?
The director of our program is Madison Marshall. She has built the program and works on it, monitors it all the time. She's located in the federal building in the Scott College of Business. Her office is there. And her email is madison.marshall@indstate.edu.